Diary Fragment, December 1900, San Francisco, California. December 20th, 1900, San Francisco City, California. Here I am in San Francisco. 2 weeks ago, Elder Corliss came up to St. Helena and urged me to go to San Francisco and help in the meetings during the week of prayer. A few weeks ago, I visited this place and spoke to a church full of people who had ears to hear and hearts to understand. They seemed to be hungering for the word of the Lord, and we believe they heard to a purpose. As I spoke in plain, simple language the word of life, I knew that Christ was with us, softening and subduing hearts. The Holy Spirit was evidently at work. Oh, how my heart yearned for the precious souls whom I was inviting to look and live. After the meeting, Elder Corliss invited all who wished to give themselves to Jesus to come forward. There was a quick and happy response, and I was told that nearly 200 people came forward. Men and women, youth and children, pressed into the front seats. This is a work the Lord would have done in every church. Many could not come forward because the house was so crowded, yet the animated countenances and tearful eyes testified to the determination, "I will be on the Lord's side." From this time, I will seek earnestly to reach a higher standard. I was awakened in the night at 12 p.m. with the blinds making a noise. I saw within my room manuscript which Maggie had printed on the typewriter that I must look over to correct mistakes. There was also a letter from Sister Drouillard in response to a letter written to her stating that we desired that both should come to St. Helena and help us in counsel and in the preparation of books for publication. A large amount of matter has been accumulating for many years, and now, in the purpose of God, we are settled where we can take up this matter and get it in print and in the hands of the people. This has long been needed, but never so much as now. We feel the need of experienced workers in the cause of God. We have many things to correct and much precious matter which we have felt fearful to publish and send broadcast, knowing how eagerly the enemies of our faith will seize upon everything they can use to represent Seventh-day Adventists as heretics and guilty of many things. We know that all the truth must be told. We must have counsel in this matter and help to prepare matter for publication before the General Conference session shall be held in Battle Creek. We hope this letter will bring us relief. Elder Corliss sent urgent request for Willie and myself to help them during the series of meetings in the week of prayer. We encouraged him by consenting. We visited Healdsburg for a 2 days meeting, made my home at Sister Bond's. They did all for us that they could do. Word was sent, "Do not build a fire in the stove." The weather was not cold. We had the house of worship filled full, and there was a fire in the stove. The one in charge of that part of the business said he forgot all about the message.